We're glad you're here tonight and with us for our meeting, and we're encouraged by your presence and being here. If you've driven some distance, we appreciate you making the effort to come and to be with us as we're studying every night this week from God's Word. I trust that you will take your Bible even tonight and follow along as we study together. There are many dear friends in the audience tonight. There are those who are probably more capable of standing up here and doing the speaking than I, but since my name is on the hand deal, I'll go ahead and do the speaking. But we appreciate so much you being here, and thanks for the encouragement, and your presence is very important, not only to me as the speaker this week, but to the church here at Wise as well. We are the study tonight. We'll be looking into God's Word, and we'll be using the PowerPoint, but also we'll be as well using our Bibles and studying from our Bibles, and so you'll need your Bible. Just because the PowerPoint is on doesn't mean that you don't need to look into your Bible. I still encourage you to open your Bibles and turn to the pages as much as possible. Let me go ahead and mention that if things doesn't change tomorrow night, the lesson title I guess will be when the truth doesn't sit well. And there are times when the truth is very challenging. It's challenging for God's people. It's challenging for the sinner. I taught a lesson one time and didn't mean for the lesson to be this way, but the fellow came out and his comment was, he said, "Well, you've done a real good job." He said, "The only hide left on me anywhere is in the roof of my mouth." And so I didn't mean to skin him alive. But, you know, sometimes the Bible does that. It really cuts deep. And so we're not going to do that tomorrow night. So don't come thinking that we're just going to see how many verses we can find or present it in a way that everybody is just going to be really skinned alive. You turn that on or do I turn it on? The title of our lesson is tonight is Show Thyself Approved. Now, we're going to examine the passage in 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15, because when we look at Scripture, when we look at the Bible, and that's what we're interested with, is understanding Scripture to the point that we can be approved of God. That's what the Bible is. It's a message to man. It's the mind of God to man. It is sufficient. It is fully designed to equip us unto every good work. It'll bring us out of sin. It'll show us how to live right. And it can show us how to go to heaven when this life is over. A preacher said years ago, he said, what this verse says is that it teaches us how to what's right and what's wrong and how to get right and how to stay right. And that's true. That's what the Bible does. And in this passage, there is a challenge to study to show ourselves approved unto that of God. So as we look at our lesson this evening, we're going to be concerned with some passages in 2 Timothy chapter 2, and we'll be pointing those out as we go along as well in that of our study. What I want to do at the beginning is I want to look at three different texts, not turning and just going through all of them, but I want you to be familiar with these texts in the sense that each of them is making a point that I want to ask here, what do these texts have in common? As a matter of fact, the first is actually the 8th chapter, the conversion of the Ethiopian treasure. And we pick up the reading there at verse 27, and he arose and went, talking about Philip going and joining himself to this treasure. And he says, "Behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasures, had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning and was sitting in his chariot reading Isaiah the prophet." Now, verse 29, it says, "Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to the chariot. And Philip ran thither to him, verse 30, he ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, Understand what you read. And he said, How can I except some man guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him." Let's look at the second of the passages that I want us to find something in common. In Acts the 17th chapter and verse 11, And Acts 17 and verse 11 is the passage that we hear many times concerning the Bereans and the Thessalonians. And in verse 11 it says, these were more noble. The Bereans were more noble than those of Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether these things were so. Now let's add a third one to this list, and it's found in Luke 24, and verse 32 is the verse that I'm going to read. But Jesus was on the road here, and these men joined along with walking along with Jesus, and Jesus began to teach them and began to instruct them. They were on the road. Many times it's called the road to Emmaus. But I want to point out from verse 32, and one of the men said to the other, did not our heart burn within us when he talked with us by the way, and while he opened unto us the scripture? Now, what we're seeing here is Jesus had been teaching these men, and the expression that they were making here shows that they had an interest, they had pleasure in listening to the Lord, but yet it's almost as if there is a vacuum, or there is something that is missing now that the Lord is not with them and not walking with them anymore. They recalled His instructions that He gave to them. They remembered the words that He spoke, how it touched their heart, and how He very convincingly gave to them instructions and gave them meanings to that of what He was saying. Now, what I want to ask you now is, here's this Ethiopian treasure. He was reading from Isaiah. Here's Bereans, and they searched the scriptures daily. Here is these men on the road to Emmaus, and they listened to the Lord, and they heard Him talk, and their conclusion was, well, our heart burned within us. There was a desire to hear more. What do these have in common? What do we want to see from these? In each of these, there is an examination of Scripture. Very simply put, an examination of Scripture. When the Ethiopian treasure was reading from Isaiah, when we read of the Bereans, they searched the Scripture, what they heard. They examined it with what they had to see if it was the truth. These men on the road to Emmaus, they simply said, well, He even opened unto us and explained to us the Scriptures there in verse 32. Now, what I want you to see is that study of Scripture and understanding Scripture within text is important. These are examples that shows us that an examination of Scripture, for example, the treasure here, he ended up becoming a Christian. The Bereans, for example, they searched the Scripture. They, when they heard the teaching, they wanted to hear and they wanted to know what they heard was the truth. These men, he says, on the road to Emmaus, as Jesus was talking to them, he opened up the Scriptures to them. We need to seek to have the Scriptures opened up to us. Now, I believe that's exactly what 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15 does for us. Is it challenges us to a deeper study, a deeper discussion of that of God's Word. Now, what I want us to do for just a moment here, and we'll not take a lot of time, but I want us to sort of examine the text of 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15. I have 11 through 18, but we'll begin in looking at verse 14. Verse 14, and what Paul has done, or rather, Paul has done here in writing to Timothy, he's using different things. He uses a farmer, he uses a soldier, he uses as if one is teaching and making disciples in the first verse. Now he's talking about a workman. Now he's talking about someone who engages in a study of the Lord so they can be a proper workman of that of the Scriptures before that of God. But notice in verse 24, remind them of the things, charging them before the Lord to not strive about with words to no profit and to the ruin of the hearers, to the ruin of the hearers. Now, it's interesting when I begin to put this together to realize that in the mix of all this, Paul is telling Timothy, there's some things to avoid. Avoid vanities. Avoid uncertainties. Avoid vain talking. And avoid there in verse 14, strife. And we're going to see that a little bit later in another passage. Avoid those things that are confusing. They're not profitable. Now, If you look at in verse 14, he says of these things, put them in remembrance. And this is interesting to me. He says, charging them. Even at this point, Paul sort of tightens the screws by saying, Timothy, don't allow this to go on. Don't allow there to be false teaching. Don't allow others to be led away. Don't allow yourself to build upon another foundation. Build upon the solid foundation of that of Jesus Christ. Seek the Word of God. Seek right conduct with the Word of God. And avoid those who want to just argue about things, which is, you look at verse 14, they strive to words with no profit. There are people out there that's good at that. They'll talk forever and never say nothing. There are preachers who stand in the pulpit and they'll talk for 45 minutes and never say nothing. Paul, so Timothy, he says, avoid that. Now, let's skip to verse 16. In verse 16, he continues by saying, shun profane and vain babblings or idle babblings. Make your way to the front as we stand and sing our invitation song.